It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington, and it's still Friday, October the 2nd, and it's hour two of a special fall membership, special two-hour Anything You Ever Wanted to Know show today. Our phone number is 800-933-5372, email address anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. And just like last hour, we have a goal of 50 contributions this hour, 44 to go, so we're already a little bit ahead thanks to a few of you who've already gotten on board here in the 1 o'clock hour. The number to call to do that is 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. Let's go to the phones right now and talk to a very patient caller at 800-933-5372, Kayla in Dallas. Hello, Kayla.
Well, hello.
Hey there.
I have an answer to the question about the guy trying to find the tire jack for his Chevy.
Yeah.
There is a local club that has Chevys from 1955 to 1972, and that might be a good resource for him to contact them. Maybe one of them would have one for sale or know where to get one.
Very good. Do you know what they're called?
Late Great Chevys.
Very
good. They
have
a website. It's lategreatchevys.org.
Kayla, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Lines open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. We got some emails here. Scott emailed about the U-turn bridge in Southlake question. Scott says, I drive by this U-turn bridge at 114 and Carroll Avenue every day, and the Texas Department of Transit Transportation is adding a blend lane on the eastbound side of 114, so traffic will not interfere with the frontage road traffic. The original U-turn bridge required traffic to merge very abruptly right into the left lane of traffic. So that makes sense. Thank you very much, Scott, for that. Got an email from Jay, who says, I have a baking question. Every time these past few months, my cakes or breads don't rise or lose any air. Even when I bake macaroons, they flatten when I place them in the oven. Does anyone have any suggestions? What might be going on? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phone and try again with Corey in Dallas. Hey, Corey. Thanks for calling back.
Hello. I have an answer to the construction by the TMS.
Uh-huh.
I heard 6 months or a year ago, and it looks like it to me. I've driven by. It's going to be a Bucky's.
Ah.
Okay. I got one out in town. I guess I got one down on 45, but that's what it's going to be.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Nick did. Nick needs help or advice on getting rid of lizards in the attic. Anybody have any suggestions for Nick? And let's see. Jalen tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And says, about the dog yard smell, one friend made a rock bed for her dog to urinate on. And Jalen says, my mom planted mint along the fence line, and that helped. Let's see. We got a couple of emails about this, too. Let's see. Mary says, for the woman who wants to eliminate the dog urine odor from her yard, just a possibility, but the smell may not be from dog urine. Mary says, some plants, boxwoods in particular, have an odor very similar to animal urine. Let's see. B emailed anything@kera.org and says, try zeolite. B says it can be bought at a feed store and it corrects the pH balance. It's Z-E-O-L-I-T-E, zeolite. Thanks, B, for that. And let's see. We had one from, who's this from? This is from Megan. He says, try Pet Yard Odor Eliminator from Nature Vet. You can buy it at PetSmart or other outlets. It costs about $15. You spray it through the water hose monthly. And also to save your grass from acidity, you can buy Lawn Saver Biscuits. One biscuit for a week or two and then half daily will neutralize the urine and allow the yard to thrive. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk 800-933-5372. Talk to Art in Denton. Hello, Art.
Yeah. I have a question for you. I was just passed by a car that said Dallas County Police. My impression was that the city of Dallas had the Dallas Police Department,
mm-hmm.
and the county was the jurisdiction of the Dallas County Sheriff. So I guess my question is, what is the Dallas County Police, and what is their jurisdiction?
It's not constable. It didn't say constable, did it?
So, no, it didn't
so
say
it's,
constable.
It's
it
a said Dallas County Police. Well, you know, there are a whole bunch of police departments. You know, Dallas Area Rapid Transit.
It wasn't the DART. It wasn't the DART Police. It wasn't the constable. It said Dallas County Police.
I'm not surprised. What I'm saying is there are a lot of police departments out there now. So we'll see if somebody knows.
Sweet. Great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stephen tweeted and emailed actually and said the eBay completed listings I was talking about. Stephen says searching for sold items on eBay is called searching completed listings. And he says last time I checked, you had to log in to be able to search this category. So you may have to make an eBay account, but completed listings is what you're looking for on eBay. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. And up next, let's talk to Ryan in Arlington. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I had a question. I was seeing if there's a place I could go to get either broken rakes or the ends of rakes, the metal part, so I could repurpose them for, like, holding utensils and all sorts of other side projects for fun.
Okay.
That was pretty much my question.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you.
I appreciate it.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Now, this is from Shane, who says, the northeast side of 114 and 35 is going to be the Farmers Brothers Coffee headquarters and plant, and the southwest side of 114 and 35 will be the new Buc-ee's. Let's see. David says, my company delivers electrical equipment to electricians at that site at 114 and 35, and I do believe it's going to be a Marriott hotel. So they're building a lot of stuff there, it sounds like. Oh, and David says, I really enjoy the show and keep up the good work. Thank you very much for that, David. Marianne emailed anything at kera.org and said, I was disappointed at the fair yesterday, State Fair of Texas. She says, because I couldn't find my favorite 25-cent foot massagers. They're little machines with a tractor seat and foot pads. You put a quarter in, and it vibrates your feet like crazy. She says, it was a great relief for tired feet, and I always took quarters for them. She says, I'm not sure I found them last year either. She goes, I'm wondering what the history of these machines is. They had to be old because they've been there for a while, and if they might be coming back. Marianne, I noticed they weren't there either. I didn't notice it last year. They used to be right there at the food court entrance, sort of the back entrance, the side entrance of the food court that opens right onto that part of the midway that's between Big Tech's Circle and Cotton Bowl Plaza. It's like the unofficial sort of pre-midway. There's some games right there, right where the Sky gondola ride comes in. And they used to be right there, and they weren't there this year. But in one of the buildings, the Grand Place building, which is where they have the Vitamix set up and all kinds of stuff for sale. They've got the mattresses and everything there. They do have a foot massage booth there, and they're selling foot massagers, and they'll let you try them out. So there's one way to get your foot massage fix at the State Fair. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's what Donna did. It says, on that baking question, the problem may be your baking powder. Buy a new jar of baking powder. And let's go to the phones here and talk to Judy in Waxahachie about this. Hey, Judy.
Good day. I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
I had the same suggestion for the ladies who was having baking trouble. Baking powder does expire after a while, and it's worth 39 cents or whatever to throw the old one out and start all over
so
again.
So it might just be an old or bad batch of baking powder.
Right.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Judy. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Keep up the good work.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. But you know what? It is membership week here at the station. And it's been a long, hot Texas summer since we asked you to give to KERA. And we're back. We're back asking you to support your favorite radio station, your favorite public radio station. And actually, if you travel around the country, and I'm not just saying this because I've worked here for nearly 19 years or something like that, but if you travel around the country and you listen to other stations, and now with this thing, the internet, you can try out other stations right from the comfort of your very own home or your office or your phone. I think if you do that, you'll find that KERA is a top quality public radio station. I hear it from people who travel all the time. When they find out I work at KERA, they say, you know, I listen to public radio all over the country and KERA is great. Well, it's worth your support when you call 888-694-6931. If you get something out of the station, and frankly, if you get something out of this show, if you like the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know show, and I know that many, many of you do, you've supported this show and the station during this hour for many, many years, this is the time right now. We're doing a two-hour pledge special today. This is the time to call, 888-694-6931. Our producer, Stephen Becker, is back in the studio. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Jeff, and I'm about to do my favorite thing during membership campaigns, and that's thank people. Big thanks this hour go to Judith and Richard Arnold from Waxahachie, Henry and Tita C. from Carrollton, John Wirtz from Dallas. Also contributing today were Cindy Fountain from Cleburne, Ahmad Farhani from Plano, and Gail and Bob Bradford from Weatherford. We hope that you will join them by supporting your public station. I'm sure those folks have very busy Fridays. I'm sure you have a very, very busy Friday, but it only takes just a few minutes, and you'll know when you're done that you've done your part. So visit us online at kera.org. That's where you can also take a look at all the thank you gifts. Or if it's easier for you, give us a call at 888-694-6931.
Don't forget, you get in on this drawing when you make your contribution at any amount. You get in on this drawing at 7 o'clock tonight for a brand new 32-gig iPad Pro. This is the mother of all iPads right here. This is the great big granddaddy of iPads. So, I mean, what is the other, you know, another familial euphemism I can use? This is the big iPad that everybody's been waiting for, with a 12.9-inch Retina display, 5.6 million pixels, a four-speaker audio system, a 10-hour battery. It's got a faster Wi-Fi. It's got FaceTime HD cameras, so when you're FaceTiming your friends, they can see every detail of your beautiful face. We're going to give one of these away at 7 o'clock tonight. Stephen, if you wait until 7:01 or 7:30 tonight to make your contribution, you're not going to have a chance to win this iPad Pro.
It truly is the godfather of iPads. And the good news is that you'll be entered in to win that drawing, but you'll also be entered in, you know, we're not going to quite tell you some of the other stuff coming up, but that doesn't really matter for you, because when you get your contribution in, you'll be entered in to win this iPad, as well as any of the other items that we have coming up, which I've got a little look at that list, and there's some really stellar items coming up for some of these other daily drawings. So you want to go ahead and get your name entered in now to give yourself the best chance to win. It's just that simple. 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org.
Thanks to June Smith and Crowley, David Wiley in Dallas, Mike, Ivan, and Simona Giulioli in Dallas. Thanks to Kim Talander and Richardson, who says, I've been a member since 1999. Nearly 100% of my news comes from KERA, and I can't imagine a world where I didn't receive daily information that's unbiased, thoughtful, insightful, and expansive. Please be the next one to call, 888-694-6931. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know here on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. You can call us with your questions and answers at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We've gotten quite a few contributions in here in the last few minutes. Still looking, though, for 42 contributions this hour to make our goal of 50 contributions. So please call us at 888-694-6931. Or give online at kera.org, trying to squeeze the membership breaks here a little bit so that we can spend more time with your questions and answers. But for that to work, you actually have to call during the time when we're asking you to call, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. We've made huge goals here in the past on the Anything Show. We're counting on you today to help us make these goals in this special two-hour show. I want to thank Gene Esch and Euless for making a contribution. And Gene says, KERA feeds my mind every day at work, and I always look forward to Friday because of anything you ever wanted to know. Thank you, she says. And thank you, Gene. I want to thank John and Sherry Ewing and Denton also, and Susan and Jack Evans, and Ben Wheeler. Our first contribution, I think, from Ben Wheeler, this drive, the town, named after the Ben, I think. And Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Kelly in Dallas. Thanks to Sameet Batra in Fort Worth. Karen Myers in Dallas. Gary Butler in Frisco. Thanks to Ann Stillman in Dallas, who writes, KERA provides unbiased information and news that I need. Thanks. Well, thank you, Ann. And thanks also to Sharon Dominguez in Dallas, who says, KERA is the voice of reason and balance sorely needed in Texas and the world. Thank you so much, Sharon. 888-694-6931. Be the next one to make a contribution there or at kera.org. 42 calls or online gifts to go to make our goal this hour. 888-694-6931. Now, the other number, 800-933-5372, is where we find Abel calling from Plano. Hello, Abel.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
How's it going?
It's going well.
So I recently moved down here last year from Chicago.
Welcome.
And
welcome.
Plano is a beautiful city, but I've noticed hanging off of a lot of the light posts and telephone poles, there are these boxes with the Plano City logo that are about the size of a book, and they have anywhere between 3 and 4 antennas sticking out of the bottom, top and bottom. And I was wondering what they're for and why they are literally all over the city, including in little neighborhoods.
I think Plano has a Wi-Fi network, I think. I think Plano has a wireless network. Is that right? Does anybody know if Plano has a wireless? I'm looking into the room where all of our producers and our engineers are and stuff. I think Plano has a Wi-Fi network, so I think that might be what that is. Someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but that might be what you're seeing. But we'll see if somebody knows.
All right, thanks.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Christy in Denton. Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have at least a couple of answers on the reptile issues on the snake. I'm not sure. I've been told that sulfur powder works. I don't know if that works for the poisonous snakes, if that's, you know, like the same ingredient as the snake away. But if you just shake sulfur powder, particularly into the areas where they might be, the rocks, the leaves, and all that, that could be helpful. Or see if you can borrow a farm cat or a Siamese cat. I mean, they'll take care of it for you pretty quickly. And on the lizards, don't get rid of your lizards. They're taking care of your insect problem. Their favorite food is roaches. So get rid of the habitat that the roaches like. Would be my suggestion.
Yeah, that's always the thing about these, you know, the people think they're pests when we have reptiles
right.
like snakes or lizards or geckos. Now, it's one thing if you have 300,000 geckos in your house. I mean, you
well,
know,
sure.
we've had the question about getting rid of geckos before, and we've actually heard from people who had a massive infestation of geckos. They probably had a massive infestation of
exactly.
the things that geckos eat, but they had a massive infestation. It was a pain for them. But we have a whole bunch of these geckos at our house, and we always love to, you know, when the little new ones are there and the big gigantic ones who've obviously made it through a couple of winters, it seems like. I don't know how long they live.
But we
kind of like to support that because those animals are helping keep down the real pests.
And you see them go after those, like, really big, like the roaches that will be even in your yard. And
right.
it'll be, like, 2 inches long, and they'll get them.
Well, thanks so much for calling. Really appreciate it, Christy.
Thanks.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. And let's talk next to Tom in McKinney. Hello, Tom.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
Well, it's a beautiful day here in McKinney, and I have an answer for you from the Dallas County Police vehicle.
Yeah.
Whenever you see those vehicles, it's kind of misleading, but really what they are, they're all the campus police for the seven campuses in the Dallas County Community College District.
Ah.
And they're all labeled Dallas County Police, but they're actually the campus police for, you know, like Mountain View, El Centro, Richland, so.
Very good. Hey,
Okay. Thanks
so much for calling, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Speaking of Twitter, earlier today I was looking at the Facebook, and I noticed there's this group called Public Media Journalists, which somehow somebody added it to me. I think Justin Martin added me to it, our All Things Considered host. But somebody posted, John Burnett, NPR reporter who's based in Austin, posted a picture of the pen, one of the pens that LBJ used to sign the Public Broadcasting Act into law. And he said, one of the pens that LBJ used to give us all our jobs. And he posted a picture, and then I remembered that here in our building at KERA, one of my favorite things to visit in the building is our pen that was used at that bill signing. And so I have tweeted out, right now I'm tweeting out a picture of that pen, and in the spirit of supporting KERA and becoming a member today, I want to share that with you. I want to share that with all of you. So if you go on Twitter, I'm at Jeff Whittington. You can see the picture. Not a very good picture. I mean, I work in radio, right? I'm not a photographer, but it's a cool picture. It's a picture. It's a marginally decent picture of a really cool thing that we have here at KERA that, that means a lot. If public radio means a lot to you, check that out, and then check out your options of making a contribution when you go online to kera.org or when you call 888-694-6931. And just for the record, the pen was used and the Public Broadcasting Act of 1967 was signed into law November 7th, 1967. So we're coming up, in a couple of years, we're coming up on the 50th anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the signing in to law of the Public Broadcasting Act of 1967. So I've tweeted that out. Please check it out, share it if you'd like, and let people know that you today are also supporting KERA at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Okay, lots of emails have come in. Let's see. We got this one from Ryan, who emailed anything at kera.org and says, about 20 years ago, there used to be a small indoor amusement park called Number One Fun Street in Bedford. It was at the corner of Brown Trail and Bedford Road. And Ryan says, I've scoured the internet, but can find no evidence it ever existed. Does anyone know where I can find any photos or promo materials for Number One Fun Street that was in Bedford? He says, none of my childhood friends remember it, and I want to prove that I'm not crazy. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Jay emailed us from Oak Lawn about the parts for the 1967 Bel Air. He says, I suggest you look at yearone.com or Hemmings Motor News, and of course, eBay, Craigslist, or Amazon. But yearone.com and Hemmings Motor News might be a good place to look. We got a tweet from Prasad, and he says, I bought a new home last year, and within a few months, the floors upstairs are squeaky, even under the bath tile. Any suggestions for Prasad? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Dwayne in Greenville. Hey, Dwayne, are you in Greenville or Granville?
Hello.
Hey there. Where are you calling from, Dwayne?
Well, I'm in Singleville now. I'm traveling. I'm driving. I'm a truck driver.
All right,
I was calling about the 57 Bel Air. I delivered to a place in Oklahoma City. called Classic Chevrolet Parts. It's on I-35 southbound service road. And they have numerous parts for every old car you can imagine. Even like the screws that go in the door panels.
Right.
Even the nameplates out there under the hood to the original window stickers. You can even get those from. But they have a website, Classic Chevrolet Parts, and it's in Oklahoma City. They have catalogs. He can find basically anything he wants for that car.
Well,
claim on it.
Great. Hey, Dwayne, thank you so much. That's a great lead. Really appreciate your call, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, sir. Right. I love the show.
Thank you very much. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. On the Frito pie in a bag question, Ann says they have Frito pie in a bag at Offsite Kitchen. That's Nick Badavinas' new burger place in the new Trinity Groves restaurant just over the Calatrava Bridge in the La Bajada neighborhood. At Trinity Groves. So Offsite Kitchen has Frito pie in a bag, according to Ann. We got the question about who regulates the scales at metal recycling facilities. And Mary says the Texas Department of Agriculture regulates scales under its Weights and Measures Division. Consumer Protection regulates all fuel pumps in Texas, regulates all weights and measures devices, such as grocery store scales and retail price scanners. Regulates pesticide use and application, including residential and commercial, and certifies organically produced products to help ensure customers have a reliable supply of organic products. Also, let's see, on the construction question in Plano, Mary says the Plano.gov traffic page keeps an updated list for ongoing construction. Legacy Drive, Preston Meadow to Coit Road, one eastbound and westbound lane will be closed during the week. And additional eastbound and westbound lanes will be closed between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. for concrete repairs. So you can check that out at plano.gov. Thanks very much, Mary. And thanks to those of you who've called 888-694-6931 or gone online to kera.org. Got about 40 contributions left to make our goal this hour. So be the next one. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. Don't forget, when you call, when you give online, you're automatically entered into this drawing. It's going to happen this evening at 7 o'clock, a brand new 32-gigabyte iPad Pro. It's got the 12.9-inch Retina display, 5.6 million pixels. That's a lot of pixels. And a four-speaker audio system and a 10-hour battery. The thing looks giant in this picture with Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, that we've got here on our little prompt. But you know what? What's giant is that you can help support your public radio station, get in on this drawing and all the subsequent drawings this drive with a contribution right now. And speaking of right now, joining me is our associate producer, Lindsay Connect.
Hey there, Jeff. Good afternoon. And with me, I bring some proof that this drawing will indeed yield something amazing, because yesterday we did the same thing for an iPhone 6S Plus. And the human, the actual human that won this drawing is Dave Moffitt from Lori Crossing. So congratulations to Dave.
Yay.
You can be like Dave. Yes. Yes, I'll pause for that.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I was but anyway, yes, this could be you if you act now. Again, making this donation today will automatically enter you into the iPad Pro drawing and all of the remaining KERA drawings for the fall membership campaign. But that ends today at 7, so you need to get on it now.
888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. I'm going to recommend, Lindsay, the KERA collegiate combo. We've come up with a cool collegiate logo for KERA. It says KERA established 1960, and it's got the new red and black plaid fleece picnic blanket, which I'm coveting, the picnic blanket, by the way. I like that.
Right.
It's cool.
No, same, red and black plaid.
The ceramic mug and the t-shirt that's got this collegiate-styled KERA logo. When you make a $20 a month contribution at 888-694-6931, or when you go online to kera.org, you can check it out and make your contribution there. You're entered into the drawing for tonight and all the other drawings, and you'll also get this really cool KERA collegiate combo.
Right. And those also themselves make great gifts. So we will not fault you whatsoever for regifting these items when you get them. You might, you know, feel like you're sort of maxed out on your own KERI swag, but you can actually gift these to friends of yours, you know, that listen and that you talk with often about the programming that you hear on the station. Like maybe anything. Maybe you listen to anything every week and you use the gems of advice you hear on the show to pass on to friends, a little bit of dinner party conversation. You're welcome for that. So you should definitely put your money where all of that advice is at 888-694-6931 or go online to KERA.org.
One thing that's really exciting this drive is KERA's partnered with North Texas Food Bank in this Thanks for Giving packages. And each day, the North Texas Food Bank provides access to meals for hungry children, seniors, and families right here in our community. And one of the things we've learned in our One Crisis Away initiative is that even though, you know, to many, and when you start reading, you know, Texas unemployment reports and unemployment's going down across the nation and here in Texas, and it seems like the economy's recovered to a degree, there's an underside to the boom. And people at places like the North Texas Food Bank are seeing more and more people who can't afford to feed themselves. So what we've done is we're partnering with the North Texas Food Bank, and it's a Thanks for Giving package. When you give a $120 contribution or $10 a month, you're going to support KERA, and you're going to feed two people for a week. That's going to provide 42 meals. If you can make a $20 a month contribution, that's a $240 contribution all at once. You can feed a family of four for a week. That's 84 meals for a family of four when you call 888-694-6931, make your contribution, go online to kera.org and ask for the Thanks for Giving package. It's anything you ever wanted to know right here. We're going to take more of your questions, more of your answers in just a minute. You can call 800-933-5372. You can go online, email us anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Lindsay, you're going to come back for the next break, right?
I will.
Very good.
With something new, so stay tuned.
Something new. Hey, 32, speaking of something new, 32 new or renewing members is all we need to make our goal this hour. Be the next one to call, 888-694-6931. Do it online at kera.org. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Back to the phones, and let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Prasad in Irving. Hello, Prasad. Are you there, Prasad? All right, well, call us back. Let's try instead at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Shola in Arlington. Hello, Shola.
Hey, there. Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
That's great. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I need to let you know that you guys are doing a great job, and I love listening to KERA.
Thank you very much.
It's world-class radio. And please be informed that your radio station is permanent on my radio, in my car.
Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate that. Thanks for listening. What you have a question for us today?
Yes, please. I have a 2013 Honda Cross Tour, and I wonder if somebody can help me out. I'm actually looking for the front end clip.
Okay.
My Honda 2013 Cross Tour.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows where to find one. Thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Got a tweet from Juan who wants to know, let's see, will there be a 2-hour special outside of pledge drives? Probably not. But, you know, we kind of save our powder for the membership campaign on the two-hour show. Let's see. Juan also is wondering, he asks, are you rocking your pledge jumpsuit today? And I am not. I am not rocking it today. And he wants to know, where can I get one? Well, there were only three made. There were only three pledge jumpsuits made, Juan. And one of them belongs to a guy who lives in Istanbul now. He tells me the last time a pledge jumpsuit picture was published, he wrote to me and said he thinks his might be in a storage unit in Wichita Falls. And I don't know where the other guy is these days. He might be in Austin. And I only know where one pledge jumpsuit is, and it's in my filing cabinet in my office. So maybe next week. You know, last week we were at the state fair, and I had a Big Tech shirt, and I felt like I really couldn't wear like a special costume two Fridays in a row because it would be kind of, I don't know, I was worried, you know, that people might think I was starting to wear costumes on Fridays. So maybe next week I'll roll out that. We'll see how the goal is going as we get to the end of next week, because today has been a fantastic day up until we got to this show, and people, you know, everybody started listening and started kind of getting into the anything thing. And we had a goal of 50 in the first hour. We got about halfway there. We got a goal of 50 this hour. Still got about 30 contributions left to go. So trying a little experiment, trying to keep the pledge parts of the anything show under control, because I have a tendency to go on and on and on. And, you know, honestly, that's worked. That has worked in the past. Taking some considerable time to ask you, why aren't you giving to KERA? You listen to KERA. It's important to you. You spend a lot of your, what I think, one of your most valuable resources, your time with this station, and those of us who are lucky enough and to be honored to work here. But why aren't you giving? Why haven't you called 888-694-6931? Why haven't you gone online to kera.org? And, you know, in the past, we've done two-hour pledge specials, and we haven't gotten a whole lot of calls in the second hour because, you know, everybody who listens to the show is back at work, right? People who listen to the show at noon on Friday, and they got other stuff to do at 1 o'clock. And, you know, it's kind of hard. But today we've had a lot of calls, a lot of emails in the second hour. It's been great. So that kind of worked. You know, it kind of felt like if we could keep sort of the show part of the show going, we'd have more show in the second hour of the show. Does that make sense? But we haven't really rocked the goals. I didn't rock the pledge jumpsuit, and maybe that's why we're not rocking the goal. 30 more contributions to go. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. You can still get in on supporting anything today. We've got about 12, 13 minutes left. You can still get in on this drawing. We'll talk a little bit more about it in a couple of minutes. But right now, I want to get a couple more emails and answers in. Let's see. We got a question here from Jay, who say, I see sheriff's cars pulling people over for what looks like traffic tickets, especially around the Dallas Design and Hospital districts near I-35 Stemmons. We had that question about jurisdictions and the Dallas County Police. And Jay says, what's the difference between the mission of the Dallas Police Department and the Sheriff's Department regarding traffic patrols? Anybody know about that? We got an email from Kate who says that Dallas County police car. Kate says, I'll bet it was a Dallas County Hospital District police car. I pass them often in the area around Harry Hines and Mockingbird and Inwood, and the words hospital district are very small and easy to overlook. So, Kate, thanks for that. Let's see. Oh, we got an answer on the phones here. Let's go to 800-933-5372 and talk to Linda in Fort Worth. Hey, Linda.
Hi. I have an answer about the Honda Cross Tour.
Okay.
Although the one I'm going to tell you about is a 2012 mm-hmm. with only 30,000 miles on it, and it is in Louisville at a used car dealer. Can I tell you the name?
Sure.
It's Azizi, A-Z-I-Z-I. And online you could just put in AMCTX and get to their website.
Okay.
So this product is in great shape. And I just have one piece of advice for anybody that's going to buy one. There are rear visibility problems with this car, but they are helped a lot if you just fold down the back seats.
Ah, okay.
Or take off the backseat headrest if you're not going to be using the back seat.
Well, Linda, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Sure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Randall emailed and said, the vehicles marked Dallas County Police are associated with either the Dallas County Community College District or the County Hospital District, Parkland and its satellites. Special hospital and education districts are allowed by Texas law to have their own policing entities. So I think we got that wrapped up. We've gotten all those answers, and now we got all those answers in one email. So, Randall, thank you very much. We're going to call that definitively answered today. We did it. We did it, everybody. We got one for sure. Let's see. This is from Nicholas, who wants to know if UTD allows people to walk their dogs around the main campus. Nicholas says, I can't find this information explicitly listed online, and I can't seem to get a definitive answer. Does anybody know? Let's see. We got an answer from James in Plano, who says, I believe those boxes on light posts in Plano are utility data collection receivers. Smart meters for electricity and gas are sent. Smart meters for electricity and gas send information to those receivers, and that information is forwarded on to the utility companies for recording. Wow, that's great. Thanks, James. That makes perfect sense. Maybe somebody can confirm that or tell us if there's a different answer. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got to check in, though, and see where we are down the hall. The number there is 888-694-6931, or you can go online and contribute at kera.org. We've got about 30, still got about 30, what, getting an update here, 24 contributions left to go this hour to make our goal of 50 new or renewing members during the second hour of the Anything Show today. And it's really, really important we hear from you. You know, this is the second day of the drive. We had a pretty good day yesterday. We've had a great day so far today. And when you call 888-694-6931, when you go online to kera.org and make a contribution, the drive ends for you right then. And, you know, this is some Chris Boyd logic I'm going to throw on you right here. As Chris always says, if everybody who is going to give during the drive would go ahead and give now, the drive would be over. Now, look, some people are on vacation, and they're out of town right now, and they're going to give next week when they get back. And some people aren't listening right now because they have something else to do. But if everybody who's listening right now, who is going to give in the next 7 or 8 days or whatever it is, would just do it right now, then really the drive would be over. And it is over for you when you make your call to 888-694-6931. Or when you give at kera.org. Try it. See if it feels different. Lindsay
Connect. And it does. It does feel different because I remember the first time that I gave to KERA, and seriously, the story was so amazing. I called a human to tell them, you know, all of my information and to go ahead and give and get signed up. And it was so cool because I happened to be picking up a Craigslist purchase. It was a scooter for my then 2-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And in chatting with the person on the other line, it was so serendipitous and weird because he was asking, you know, to what neighborhood I was going. Obviously, we were just having a general discussion about
this. Was the volunteer you
right,
to,
the volunteer yeah. that I called that was accepting my pledge to help KERA back before I worked here. And it was just so great because he was like, oh, I live in that neighborhood. And we just started talking about it. And it was just, you know, that's the thing. Like you're really doing this act of connecting whenever you call, because first of all, then we know, you know, that someone's listening to the show,
it's
whenever you call.
Always
it's that's nice. Yeah. And then, you know, second of all, you are connecting with programming that you feel close to every day. So call 888-694-6931 if you want to feel that way too. KERA.org and give. There's some people actually that have had, that have done this. We
humans.
Have names. Yes, again, humans, the theme this hour. Joel and Roberta Goodman from Carrollton. Thank you so much. Dottie Love from Ennis and Winona and Noor from Grand Prairie.
I know Dottie. Hi,
do you
Dottie.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well,
I hope your Zeeboos did well at the fair this year or are going to do well. Dottie, when you take them to the fair.
See, how towny is this? Like what you're witnessing is this is a real towny thing. Okay, so Dr. Al Arca from Grapevine, Kim Schlossberg, and Walter Hoffhines from East Dallas. Shout out East Dallas. And Patricia Sprague from Allen as well. We have even more names. Benjamin Leza from Denton. Kelly McLean from Plano and Arthur Heifer from Crandall. So thank you so much to each of you for calling and giving.
She's Lindsay Connect. She's our associate producer here at KERA. And as she said, you can have a human moment if you want to make your contribution and do it via a human moment at 888-694-6931. Or you can choose the machine route.
Right.
And go online to KERA.org where you get to fill out the membership form all on your own. And decide how much you'd like to give. It's really simple, very easy for you to do. And you just decide, you know, how much you want to give. If you want a thank you gift, you can look at the thank you gifts there. And then you give the same kind of information that that you give when you call and talk to one of our volunteers. Name, address, you know, where we can reach you, how we can get in touch with you, credit card. It's like making a purchase online. It's as easy as ordering a sandwich.
Yes.
On the internet, and you will have done your part for KERA.
And it's so much better than a sandwich, because really when you think about it, when you order a sandwich, it's like, why didn't you just make the sandwich yourself, you know? So save yourself a sandwich. Call 888-694-6931, and you can get it.
I haven't had my sandwich yet today, so I kind of want a sandwich right now.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
888-694-6931. Online at KERA.org. Lindsay, we have 22 calls or online contributions left to go this hour to make our goal of 50. Of course, we're going to be back next week. We're going to take more of your questions and answers and calls. And in 2 weeks, not next Friday, but Friday the 16th, we'll be back at the Great State Fair of Texas for the show. So come and check us out there. But help make all of this possible when you give at 888-694-6931, when you go online to kera.org. Don't forget, there's this drawing tonight. This is a brand new 32-gig iPad Pro. Somebody's going to win this tonight.
Right. What a nice way to end the week, seriously. This 12.9-inch Retina display, 5.6 million pixels, which just sounds hilarious. Four-speaker audio. Come on.
If you thought you had trouble getting to sleep at night after checking your phone, you know, all evening, just wait till you look at this 5.6 million pixel iPad Pro. You'll never sleep again.
So, if this appeals to you, you should probably go ahead and get on it now, because the drawing does end today at 7, as Jeff said. Making this donation today of any amount will automatically enter you into the iPad Pro drawing that we speak of, and all of the remaining KERA drawings for the fall membership campaign. So it's a pretty sweet deal. Call 888-694-6931 or go online to KERA.org, where it's super quick.
888-694-6931 on the web at kera.org. It really is up to you. It really is your decision to support this public radio station. And you know what? We wouldn't have it any other way. Our phone screener, Fiona Norton, was back home in the UK, and I saw on Facebook she posted something about the license bill that you have to have to own a television set in the UK. And that it was really cute, because they left a little note on her door and it said, "You were out when we called, and it doesn't seem that you have a license for a television here." And the cost is, it was a couple hundred bucks. And we don't do it that way, you know. We can't dial the phone for you, and we wouldn't dial the phone for you. And we can't make it a requirement that you support public radio, but we sure can try to make the case. And that's what we're doing here. You already choose to listen to KERA. You already choose to spend your time here. You already choose to get something out of this programming. And we're not asking you to invest in anything. You've already bought the product. All we're asking you to do is help pay for it with a call to 888-694-6931.
That's right, Jeff. And something I just thought of is, you know, really, it is also a choice not to give. Like, whenever you're sitting there and you don't give, that's a choice, too. Like, there's an agency there either way. So make the right decision. Call 888-694-6931 or go online to KERA.org.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy, and, as I mentioned, Fiona Norton. Answers our phone calls. Thank you very much, Fiona, Shelley, and Stephen. And Christine McConnell produces the podcast. Thanks, Christine. You can find that podcast absolutely free, just like the show, just like everything you get, thanks to people who call 888-694-6931 or go online to KERA.org. While you're there, check out the podcast at the Anything page at KERA.org/anything. Of course, email your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to us at anything@kera.org. Or tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, where I posted a picture of KERA's pen used by LBJ to sign Public Broadcasting Act of 1967 into law. It's the pen that helped us all get jobs, right? As John Burnett said. Check it out, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And thanks again for your support.